Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Ching a chang, chong ching!
Chong ching.
Ho chang to, everybody!
Me how ma?
How long?
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
We did it, guys.
Happy birthday, Gary. Hi, fellas.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
How are things progressing with Brenda?
Oh, man. About the same as they were last time.
Yeah,
but,
good.
I'm working on it.
Yeah?
What if she listens to the podcast?
Uh-oh.
She probably recognizes me. What if she thinks I'm famous? Guys, for those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, you should have.
Sean's getting a booty call.
That's my mom. Oh, man. I hope not.
Yeah.
But.
Uh-oh.
But. Yeah. Since.
But fuck.
Since the last time we did a podcast, I emceed Zanies.
I heard.
Yeah.
Famous.
You're huge.
Famous. Emceed with
Sean at Zanies.
Whoa.
I made a note of it. I beat you to it.
You're the best.
Would have sounded better if I brought it up because it sounds like you're bragging.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sounds like you're throwing it in our face because we never
let me say what I was going to say.
Back up.
So anyway, Sean was at Zanies here lately.
What?
Was he really?
Zanies has been calling Sean. Please come do a show.
We beg of you.
Please come do another show.
Save the weekend.
Come do another show.
Yeah.
They love him. Yeah, they need him. They love him. And he's doing great.
He's the best.
I don't know why people feel like you need to report to me, but they're like, Sean's really coming into his own?
Well, because, you know.
Finding his voice?
They know you're writing all his material.
Well, I tell them that.
I'm just kidding. Here, Brad.
The funny stuff I write.
Yeah, he writes the funny stuff.
Yeah. But he tries to get it to Sean before the other comics take it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Drama.
What? Everyone steals Brad's jokes.
Drama for your mama.
Yeah. I'm pretty funny, of course. I'd steal my jokes.
I'd steal your jokes.
Funny.
I use my jokes all the time.
Yeah.
Your jokes are the best.
So how's Zanies?
Oh, man.
It's great.
It was fun. It's fun and rare to actually do shows for good crowds.
Like a comedy crowd.
That want to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Well, for us, like for most working comics, that's kind of the norm for them.
Yes, but for regular failures.
For us, ultimate comedy.
You know, my buddy John Reap is at Zanies tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And featuring for him is all of our buddy,
Billy Wayne Davis.
Maybe we should go down and pay a visit.
I'll be there. Are you going to go?
There.
You're going to get us off iTunes again.
I'll be there. Oh, just look over your shoulders, honey.
I love your shoulders.
He says shoulders.
No, he doesn't.
I bet you that guitar.
Whoa. If I bet you that guitar, then I can buy it from you.
I won't sell
then,
it to you.
Then it won't be.
And then Brad could sell it to me for like $80.
Hey. I actually have an amp you might want to sell.
Okay.
Like a amp that goes in a car.
I have this new Vox amp.
There. Oh, I see that. No, that's not it.
It's a Roland.
Yeah, so you were
you
were on that Chelsea Lately show thing.
Sort of, yeah. It was weird because they were all, I guess, headliners. I don't know where.
They headlined.
People, have fun time?
Yeah, they were fine.
I couldn't go. I didn't see any of
them. They
were
fine. I mean, it was.
I was too busy featuring at another club. So
whoa! What club were you featuring at, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it. I didn't feature anywhere.
Ah, you should be featuring.
No, I should not.
He went to a double feature.
Yeah.
Ah.
Deep throat. I had the feature of the day at Sportsman's Lodge.
Ooh, how was that?
That was great.
Was it a fried shrimp scampi?
No, it was a creature. It was an actual creature. It's a creature feature.
Creature feature.
So yeah, you liked it, huh?
Racist phrases.
We want to start a new segment called Racist Phrases.
Racist Phrases.
Racist Phrases.
Because
sounds nice.
Somebody was saying racist phrases that he had never heard.
Who?
Oh yeah.
What were the racist phrases?
I don't remember. There were
like, you know, you call somebody like a mook or a mooly or whatever like that.
Yeah.
It's like if you heard someone say, "Look at that nana."
Look at that diggo.
Those are racist phrases.
It was like, it was something about Japanese people, or it was a good one. But I don't remember what it was. So it was
all these years working, I got my boss to start saying Asian instead of Oriental.
Wow.
It's taken years.
That's a long time. That's a hard years. That's a hard thing to switch.
Were you there for 13 years, right?
Well, when you're fucking watching every cartoon and everything saying Oriental, you think that's what it...
That's on cartoons?
Well, I mean, when you're a kid growing up.
I guess.
I mean, I didn't just make it the fuck up. I mean, I heard it from somebody.
What? What?
I'm kidding.
Let me ask you guys, what was the best lunch you've had all week?
Best lunch? I don't think I've had any good lunches this week.
You haven't had a good lunch? What do you eat for lunch typically?
Usually I'll eat lunch at work. Because I'll
just grab some shit at work.
Food at work.
Like a bran muffin or
a cereal killer bar?
Chicken salad?
No, I just have I'll have eggs and an apple I'll have like a sandwich.
You cook it yourself?
I hate it.
Sort of.
So dumb.
That's weird.
You microwave
it. Do they charge you?
Yeah.
No, we get it for free.
Oh, well, that's cool then.
I had a gyro plate the other day.
Ooh.
Where'd you go, buddy?
New York Deli.
Where the fuck is that?
It's down in Cool Springs area.
Yeah,
Carruthers.
Mm. You should have gone to Royal Thai if you're gonna be down in Cool Springs.
I should have punched you. No.
Well, then do it.
I have a Royal Thai right by my office.
Punch
why
each other
would
guys.
I go?
Oh,
all
that
way.
Royal Thai's good. I've been.
Why would
Royal
I go
Thai.
All the way?
Yeah, I've been to that Royal Thai.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I like Thai food.
I had really good food today, but they didn't give me enough. I went to a place called Teriyaki Bistro in Brentwood.
I don't know.
Maybe
what
they
is.
Gave you
really?
Just the right amount.
Well, for a normal person, in all honesty, for a normal person, that's the amount of food you should eat.
But you wanted more.
I just wanted more. So
just
good.
Want a little bit more.
Next time, double meat.
Double meat? Is that a thing you can order?
It says it on the menu. Double
wow.
Meat, no. Double meat available upon request.
That's thing is, whenever I get a gyro, I feel like there's too much meat.
Oh, no, that was a different lunch.
Oh, that,
the gyro
a, oh, that was a teriyaki
oh, yeah, this,
plate.
The teriyaki
plate.
Yeah.
Bistro.
Yeah.
That's a silly name for
you're
a
silly name.
Yeah. It's got a point.
I'm
a parrot. Brock.
Brock.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Trump is going to get to the bottom of this, guys.
That's one thing.
I feel so good knowing Trump is going to out him.
Good. Good
that's
for Trump.
That's one thing. Was the thing. One of the comics backstage spent like an hour talking about like – birth, like he was talking about how Donald Trump is going to save us, and
like as a joke.
No, as a serious.
Oh my god, really?
And, listen, I know nothing about politics, but I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is not going to save us.
He is a fucking ridiculous.
I'm pretty
joke.
Sure he's going to be the same if he gets elected president, which I don't think he will.
No, there's no way.
But if he does, it'll be the same as every other president.
No, he'll lose to Jeff Probst. That's who.
Is he running?
Well, how old do you have to be to run?
30, 41.
Probst is old enough, right?
30-something, 36.
35 for a senator.
Why
I think I could
running?
Probably run. I can run next
Why
time.
Why am I running? I'm more of a walker.
Texas stranger?
Hey.
I have too many skeletons in my closet to run for office.
That's true.
The thing, I can't run for office just because of Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
horrible
just
YouTube.
Just fucking YouTube's
the
in my sets.
Horrible racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff this I've podcast.
Seen. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, we're screwed.
They just play over and over. Nigger.
Wait, we don't say that. That's the first time you said it.
What? No, I've said that before.
Oh, please don't say that.
I said
Brad
it sometimes.
Definitely said
I gave
said
it up, though.
So much that he gave it up.
I gave it up.
That's how much he said it.
I wore it out.
It became a problem.
It did. It became such a, like the way Smurfs say Smurf. It was like just out of hand.
You were afraid you were going to say it at a person.
I was afraid I was going to inadvertently say it because I did something and got mad and yelled it out as my cuss. And I was like, oh no.
This
has gone past my meta. It's okay to say whatever you want shit. Cut it out. It's like butt fuck, but we say butt fuck
yeah.
so much.
It's pretty offensive to people who don't say that all the
really
time.
It really is. It's like really offensive.
Like I spend all day at work just having normal
then you show up here.
Not
work conversations.
Conversations.
And then all of a sudden, yeah.
You come here and
I feel a little bit dirty.
Drop some BF
little
bombs.
Bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little gross. Guys.
Butt fucking is one of the dirtiest fuckings you can do, I think.
I had a delicious fish sandwich.
Yeah, where from?
Really?
Checkers.
Checkers. I need to go to Checkers more.
You need to go to Checkers
I
more.
I like to sit in. I'm not a drive. I don't care for the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I like to sit there.
You know who's a good fish? You know who's a good fish sandwich?
Who's that?
Chess. I like Chess. Which...
Wendy's has a delicious
more,
fish sandwich. If you're asking
for
put...
the thinking man.
Checkmate.
If you put
ow.
Ah. If you put if you ask for cheese and tomato
yeah.
at Wendy's. Then you're having a delicious fish sandwich.
They put the cheese.
Wow,
inside of the
they only do fish sandwich like part of the time. It's like it's a McRib or something.
Well,
fish sandwich
well,
is
Lent.
Back.
They do it in Lent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should serve.
They lent you a fish sandwich. Did you give it back?
I will gladly pay for you Tuesday for a fish sandwich. All right, guys. now it's time for
Wimpy. That poor motherfucker.
Yeah, what a pussy.
This fat. His
now,
name's Wimpy.
Like a crack.
My theory on him was he was just a cheapskate and he wasn't broke. He was just
yeah.
He was just a shyster.
You think he ever paid back?
No, he didn't pay anybody back.
You saying his name is Wimpy Goldberg or something like that?
Yeah. He had money. He was just he didn't want to pay for anything.
Whoopi's cousin.
I wish.
What a dumb character. He's
yeah, like he didn't
what
fit.
He didn't contribute to anything.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Why did they give him such a shitty, like, wispy mustache? He had, yeah. like, a crustache.
Like squinty eye.
Oh, God.
And he had, like, a terrible suit.
It's a fucking mooch going around begging
Wimpy.
All the time.
Yeah, what did he do?
Fuck.
Why didn't he just say, look, I've got some spinach. Do you want to eat something healthy?
No, because then Wimpy could beat everybody up.
Do you want some spinach?
Was
oh,
spinach
I get it.
Good for everybody?
I just got it.
What?
Popeye had the muscles, and he ate the spinach. Wimpy was a fat slob and ate burgers.
Yeah.
That was the point they were trying
that's
to make.
What
don't be
trying
a wimpy.
To tell you.
That's true.
He's a wimp.
I just got it.
And he's broke ass.
Now
bitch.
Explain.
What is the point of spinach in a can? Is that just for cooked spinach, if you cook some spinach and stuff like
well,
that?
I mean, it stays, keeps longer.
Well, I know, but
yeah.
How do you prepare it? What do you do once you take it out of the can?
I well, just eat it.
No, you cook, like
you cook
chicken
it more?
Florentine. That's, I would use canned spinach for a chicken Florentine.
Let me tell you something. Down at the Macaroni Grill, they have a...
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
They have a scallop
or, that's
salad.
That's the kind of thing that you would say, like...
It's shrimp. It's baby shrimp with scallops on it. And then they take like a... What is that Italian sausage?
Marinara.
No, it's like the hard...
Genoa.
It's going to Genoa.
Yeah, and they chop it up and they fry that. And they drizzle it over like the grease from it, and oh god damn it, that's a great fucking salad. Like that's a good lunch.
Cheese dip with spinach is also out of a can better than fresh.
Really?
Better than fresh.
Yeah. I heard that the reason that they thought Popeye that spinach made you strong, the whole reason, the whole genesis of that character was that like somewhere they misplaced a decimal on the protein. And so
man, look at all the protein. In
right,
spinach.
So everybody was like, spinach gives you mad fucking. Muscles and so
and then they realize
marketing genius
it's still
is
good
that
for
is.
Iron or something yeah
Navy
whatever they did
are good for you but
it still has a lot of iron in it
it's,
yeah
yeah it's just 10% less
you're
than
pumping
what it takes.
Iron you might as well get some right
yeah but you're not gonna like make a muscle with it like and there'd be an image of a steamboat in it or anything that's
why not
gonna happen right just because of fucking how, if you ate 10 times as
how
much.
Can you be a cartoon and your muscle is like a black and white movie
yeah and how come his forearm was a huge muscle his actual biceps and triceps are just
yeah.
nothing
He was maybe he was doing a little, you know, yeah. you know,
pocket pool.
I've never understood. I feel like being 12 or 15,
uh-huh.
people would be like, "Hey, let me see your muscle there. Ah, what you been doing?" It's like,
yeah,
I don't
jerk
I don't,
it off.
Is this how I jerk off?
I jerk
like,
off by rotating my wrist.
I don't know
with as hard as I can
I
against
don't know
the
if
weight.
You know how
Wait,
I jerk
you don't?
Off.
You don't?
I mean, even if you did jerk off with your wrist. Hey, yeah, that's your fucking. That's a fallacy.
People are stupid.
Guys,
guys, come and watch me jerk off, because that's not...
No, okay, I don't know how you're jerking off. I do it this way. Both hands.
Both arms. I just
yank as hard as I can. Guys, let's come up with some...
Oh, Lord.
I wanted us to work on coming up with some slogans.
Yeah, I love
it. Like slogans for products, right? So just off the top of our heads, we should come up with some slogans.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give you some examples, because I told Gary, friend of the show, Gary Fletcher.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Gary.
I was like, hey... you know, pick something to be a slogan and make some stuff up. And he picked cotton.
Okay.
Not because he's black. Just because that was what he chose. Cotton balls. So here we go. These are from Gary Fletcher.
Okay.
Cotton balls. Get ball over it.
Okay.
That's a slogan for cotton balls.
It's a good first one.
Cotton balls. When other balls just won't cut it. Hey, bartender. Pour me one ball. Cotton balls.
I don't understand the kid.
I don't get that one.
Yeah,
maybe he's writing for a different thing than you asked him to.
No. What? Cotton balls. We're not responsible for slavery.
Okay, I like that.
Okay,
one,
there we go. Esoteric. Mm-hmm.
Got rotten balls? Try cotton balls.
All right, I like what he's done here.
All right.
Q-tips, just think of all the uses
for Q-tips.
Da 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 da.
Friendship air.
Would you like to eat soup very slowly? Okay, that was Andy Kindler.
Andy Kindler.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls for fake Santas everywhere.
Ooh.
You know we be ballin'. Cotton balls.
Wow, he wrote a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cotton balls, because Jesus said so.
Ooh,
and those
true.
Are your cotton ball slogans.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Gary Fletcher. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. So we had to come up with something now?
We had to come up with some. Did you guys
cell
come up
phones.
With cell phones. We
like
got?
A regular phone, but with more brain cancer. That's mine.
Oh, okay.
You got any more?
Oh, yeah, keep
equal,
going.
Like regular sugar, but with more cancer.
Equal, killing all races with diabetes indiscriminately. I'll just feed off whatever you do.
Okay.
You do want it, I'll just make one up.
I'm out.
You out?
That's it.
Well, I chose...
What about diabetes? It's funny.
I chose bread bowls.
Red bowl.
Bread bowls.
Bread bowls.
A bowl
of
bread.
Bread bowls.
Yeah. Bread bowls for people who like to eat food out of other food.
I like that.
I think, didn't Seinfeld do that? Sorry.
Did he?
I think he had a thing.
Oh.
You're eating food out of something that's food. Ugh.
Okay. You may
I
have
sorry.
Something there. Maybe that was a
wow.
taco salad.
Yeah, sorry.
Can I finish? Why don't you feed off of mine?
I'll feed off you.
You'd feed off a bread bowl.
Okay, do one. I won't criticize it. I'll feed
bread bowls. Need a little excitement? Snap into a bread bowl. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that one. I can't feed off that.
Bread bowls. It's better than bread bowels. You got to give me that.
Bread bowels.
Bread
That's
bowels.
Gross.
Yeah, it's bread bowls. Question. How can one be a snob and a slob at the same time? Answer.
Bread bowls.
That's a good one.
Let me see.
They're
I have
all good.
Some more. Bread bowls. Hello, faggot. Bread bowls. Remember that episode of Seinfeld where they're talking about bread bowls?
Did you write that down?
I did
show
him.
He showed
showed
me the paper.
God,
I did.
Damn.
I did.
That's so funny. You're the best. You set me up for that, didn't you?
Bread bowls. When you want some soup, but you also want a whole loaf of bread. Bread bowls. Who doesn't fucking like bread bowls? Bread bowls. Yes, you have to finish it. This one I have to. Bread bowls. Bread bowls. Butt fuck. Fuck butt. Fuck you. Wait. Fuck your bowl in the butt by a fucking bread bowl. Bread bowl!
can't imagine anybody else but us finding this funny.
If manna is bread and soup is super, then bread pulls for Superman, and Superman is arguably the best superhero ever. And hero is a sandwich, and a bread ball is like soup in a sandwich. So, yeah.
That was really good. A lot of bread bowls.
Bread bowls. You can eat them in front of black people, but get ready for lots of questions. And that's
let
all
me,
I got.
Let me ask you this.
wait. What are you? Baby, where I'm from? We throw the bowl away when we done.
Oh, we got it. Oh, he got some damn tater soup in there.
How you gonna put a bread bowl in the dishwasher?
Oh, shit.
You made me some fried chicken soup, then we have a talk.
Fried chicken soup.
That's so racist.
Sorry.
God, why are you so... God damn it.
No wonder everyone hates you. That's not your color.
Why are you always saying racist phrases? Yeah.
Racist phrases.
Fun
you got,
potatoes.
You got any slogans, Mark?
Yeah. No.
Give
me a subject.
Give him a thing to...
Just put me to
slogan.
The test.
Give him something to slogan. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Because... You don't need your teeth. Because they're not good for your teeth.
It's pretty accurate.
They're pretty bad. You ever see when they pull a tooth? They don't pull a tooth, but they have a tooth. They like put it in a bottle of soda and it dissolves. Like,
sometimes I pull a good tooth just to show people that. You shouldn't drink soda. I pull a tooth out of my head and put it. Look, that's what's going to happen.
Clean up your bumpers, though.
Bumper.
I started working on a book of quotes.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm writing down quotes.
How's our comedy book going? How's our joke book going?
Joke book is just me and you are the ones who cared, buddy. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead with that. Just me and you.
No. There's a lot of bad jokes.
Mark and Brad's joke book.
Didn't I send you jokes?
I have one.
You sent me some jokes. Yeah, I just never got off the
All right, quotes. Let's move on.
Very good joke book.
If the first book you're working on doesn't work out, do a different one.
Go to a different book.
If at first you don't succeed,
right.
Try something different. That's not the same thing.
Here's a quote.
Don't try the same thing again. That's stupid. You failed.
Well, then, yeah, you haven't learned.
Do something different.
You can't learn, and that's the definition of insanity.
Right.
There's a thin line between being a smartass and being a dick. And if you're the only one who's laughing, that means you're being a dick. That's a quote.
Your quote?
That's my quote.
You missed a taint punchline in there.
I
taint misbehaving.
Taint.
There's a thin line between
being a smartass and being a dick.
No, I got that. But what was your other quote?
There's a taint joke in there.
Your other quote?
Oh, I had another quote.
There's a taint in there.
Make your day. Don't wait for your day to be great. Great may make a day great.
Something like that. It was better than that, but yeah, like that.
I don't care what you say or I don't care what you think. I don't care
I'm not going to let your discouraging attitude. Wait a minute. I'm not going to allow your disparaging attitude to phase me because, frankly,
Chanda has no
I don't
want to
be like you. You're a boring person. I don't want to be like you anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
If someone says something that hurts your feelings, you say, we have to go back to episode 2 to remember how it was like
old school.
Episode 2?
It was a long time ago. But if someone's saying something shitty, you say, you know what? I'm not going to let your disparaging comments phase me because, frankly, you're a boring person and I don't want to be like you anyway. Because people who talk shit, they're always trying to put you in a box. They're trying to put you back in their box. Fuck them. They're boring.
Well, maybe you could put this in your book. Here's a quote I came up with.
Yeah.
Club sandwiches and seals. You can have it all. You want to put that in your book?
I'm going to put it in the book. Write it down.
There's a pen right there.
I'll just remember it.
I don't think you can use other people's quotes in your quote
book. It could be a quote book of quotes.
Loud? Why not?
I could be like Oscar Wilde.
Oh, I
just a book of my own quotes.
You're farting. Didn't that sound vaguely fart-like?
No. You got any quotes? What does Sean always say?
Life is a series of disappointments. That is my quote.
That's his main quote. I'm putting that on his next birthday cake.
My quote, I say every day when people walk up to you and say, how you doing?
Yeah.
They don't really care. They just say, hey, I just always say, best day ever. Best day of my life.
Best day ever.
Best day of my life.
But you believe it.
I believe it.
Every day is the best day of your life.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Please.
There's this woman she wouldn't even ask me. She'd hear me sing it to other people.
Yeah.
And she's just like,
She got all...
Yeah, that's
mad about
it. I'm that woman.
She got breast cancer.
Well, That's from fucking swallowing all that hate.
But now that she's back at work and everything, and she says, always, best day of my life.
Yeah.
She always comes and gets me. Yeah. Whenever she sees me, she goes out her way to say, best day of my life.
Yeah.
She's alive. She survived it.
Does she have her breasts?
She's got some new ones.
Okay. Ooh. How old is this woman?
That's something we don't fully understand. We don't.
What? Is she of a certain age?
She's been the same age ever since we've known her for 10 years.
Which is what, 40?
But she was old then. Oh. Like, you know, but she's never really changed.
One of them.
Like, it's kind of like a running... Oh, man, I hope nobody's listening to this, but it's kind of like the running joke that, like, she looked old, but we're like, you know, she's only like 33. And then
she's old for 33? Yeah.
We would just... Now she looks young. Obviously, she was like 60-something.
Right.
But we've known her for 10 years. We know she's not 70, so she had to be like...
Yeah, she had to be,
she
like
had to be like
40.
In her 40s, yeah. But look like 70.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Was she a smoker or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you
not
go.
Not anymore.
No, I guess you get cancer, you gotta quit.
But yeah, but she was.
You guys ready to do which is better?
I don't know.
I feel like somebody should have done a breast cancer slogan right then.
Well, I'm not even aware of what it is you're talking about.
Oh.
Breast cancer?
Yeah. What is that?
It's like inside of your breast, I think.
Of a guy?
It could
be.
Yeah. Richard Roundtree had it.
Richard Roundtree had breast cancer?
Yeah. Shaft?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Who wants to bet? Who wants to bet? Who wants to bet?
I don't want to bet.
Who wants to bet?
He doesn't think it's look over your shoulders. So he doesn't know anything.
Look over your shoulders?
Just look over your shoulders, baby. Ooh.
Ow.
I wouldn't bet on that.
That is shoulders, because in the movie they made of the
look
Jackson
over
Five,
your shoulders?
Just look over your shoulders, honey.
Why is she looking over her shoulders?
She's
supposed to say look over your... He's supposed to say look over your shoulder. But he said look over your shoulders.
Is he chasing her?
No, it's because he'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'm telling
you. Why doesn't she just start with the man in the mirror and see him standing behind him?
Yeah. He can look into the mirror and see...
Breast cancer. Yeah. Finally something to celebrate in October.
Breast cancer. Pink's not just for faggots.
That's true. Hello, faggot. That's a good one. Was it hello?
It's hello, faggot. You had Red Bulls. Hello, faggot.
You had me at hello, faggot.
All right, now are we ready for which is better?
I think so.
Well, let's
hear it. We're only at 830 measures, guys.
Well, we'll make this one last.
Okay, good. That's what she said.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Oh, which is better?
Yes.
Stevie Wonder versus Ray Charles.
Easy. Easy one.
Easy.
Easy one.
All right.
Easy.
What do you think, Mark?
I have no idea. Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
You say Stevie Wonder?
Yeah. I think I say Stevie Wonder.
Ooh, yeah. You guys are...
Easy.
Might be wrong.
We might be right.
I'm going to say Ray Charles.
Really?
I love Stevie Wonder. Let me get this right out of the way. This is because I love both of them. And I'm really... I can see either point of view, but you know, if you guys are going to both say Stevie Wonder, I got to say Ray Charles.
Okay.
So let's find out.
Can I just say one thing before we start?
Yeah.
I thought it was a shame Ray Charles died before he had a chance to see that movie about himself.
Also,
right out of the act, 1990. Well, what year did he die? That was my joke that year. That was my big opener.
Joke about fucking Sammy Davis Jr. only saw half of Cannonball Run or whatever.
That wasn't
you did.
Me.
I'm sure you
was
did.
That me?
I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, I don't think I had that.
Cannonball Run.
What the fuck was
awesome.
He in?
Yeah, he was in that.
This is weird Stevie Wonder fact.
Yeah.
He wrote a song on Michael Jackson's first album.
Yes.
And the first line is "Looking in my mirror caught me by surprise."
Whoa.
Which is...
Well, you know, Jeff Healey did the Angel Eyes stuff.
He's dead, too.
Is he dead?
Yeah, Jeff Healey's dead.
Caught me by surprise.
Ooh. And Richard Roundtree had breast cancer.
Huh. I don't know about that.
I'm so glad I found you.
So, okay.
Stevie Wonder wasn't born blind.
Well, that's the first question. Which is better blindness, being blind from birth or going blind?
Or was he? Ray Charles wasn't blind from birth.
Stevie Wonder was born blind, and Ray Charles went blind at a young age.
Yeah, they both suck.
They both suck, but would you rather just never know what you're missing?
No. I'd like to... That way, it's easier to picture things because you have some point of reference.
But, yeah. But also, you know what you lost. Things? You kind of.
Yeah, but if you're blind, you have no. I mean, you're probably imagining things way better than they are.
Well, that may be better. I mean,
are we going to bring up the wrist thing? Is that
the wrist thing? The
Ray Charles wrist thing.
Oh,
is that later? I don't want to jump the gun.
No, you can bring that up. I don't think I have that here.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm very superstitious.
So Ray Charles.
He's got a woman. Way over town.
Who
brings him sandwiches.
Yeah. But Ray Charles apparently didn't like fucking fat chicks because when he would shake someone's hand, he would grab her wrist.
Yeah,
and
see how
she
fast
was fat.
Yeah.
What? How? I don't understand.
Well, I think that once you get in bed and your arms around him, but it's like you can't immediately meet a girl and grab her guts see if she's fat.
You don't like fat chicks and you can see them. Why wouldn't you like? Why would you not want a fat chick just because you're blind?
I don't know. I don't see.
Well, I mean,
I've dated chubby chicks.
Yeah, okay. And when the lights are out and you're fucking, you can still tell they're fat.
Yeah, it's just they're squishy.
Maybe they smell bad. Maybe he doesn't like the way fat people smell.
Is that true?
I think he just
know.
maybe he didn't want to look.
I'm fat.
He didn't want to look bad.
He would
maybe
touch
so.
I mean, I guess he did technically look bad, but yeah. I mean, he didn't want to appear bad.
He looked
to the people
but
around him.
Here's the weird thing: I'm fat, but I have a skinny wrist, so he would totally fool him.
No, he grabbed the forearm.
I have a.
Yeah.
God, he wouldn't want anything to do with Popeye, would he?
Oh God, he would. He would. Well, yeah. The thing is,
are we getting to? Did I just run a question?
I mean, they're fat girls, but he's still a black guy.
Yeah,
why
that's
the fuck
true.
Does he care? You know, he probably wants a big fat.
Just
ass.
Like thick girls.
Well, maybe they just put that in the movie because they're running out of ideas.
Wanted to fucking shit on him. So
but
anyway, which is with the blindness though? Yeah, would you rather be blind?
I'd rather
first?
See a little bit, and then
I don't think I would rather see.
I need
I wonder what it is you see when you've never seen anything.
You see
like, what you imagine, what you would imagine
you,
sight
you,
to
you
be.
You imagine it so great, and you feel like you're missing out on all this great stuff when in actuality it's just the stuff we see every day.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wonder about that.
I feel like if you haven't seen anything and there's no precedent, then like all you have is just people going, oh man, I'm looking at stuff.
Right.
Does that make you want to do it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it
does. Yeah, I mean,
does it?
Yeah.
I think you're blind. You're blind from birth.
Yeah.
You're blind from birth. You don't know what you're missing. You know?
Yeah, but you probably think you're missing out on more than you are.
Maybe.
When someone says, oh, look at the beautiful sunset. Big deal. If the sun is disappearing. It disappears every night.
You don't know what the fuck a sun is. You don't know what anything is.
Yeah,
but if you had vision and you lost it, you at least know what the sun
okay,
is.
Sunset,
you at least know what the moon is. You know?
Yeah.
Could you imagine describing the moon to someone who can't see?
No.
Even fucking make them understand
They probably think it was made out of cheese.
Well, you know, don't get ridiculous.
How the fuck? I
think you're wrong.
Wow.
I'd say... God damn it. I'd rather be blind from birth.
I got a question. How is this going to help us decide who's better?
That's just because one was Stevie Wonder and one's Ray Charles.
The art of conversation, Mark. All right. Look, we're trying to feel it out.
We have to. We can't see.
Because if being blind from birth is better, then that's a point for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I go Ray Charles on that one.
Well, all right. Next question. Who got made fun of more?
Oh, they both did.
They both got mocked a lot and made fun of a lot.
I think before he died, Ray Charles was a bigger target for that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you remember like Eddie Murphy's do that
Stevie
Wonder impression.
Well, I meant by from average people. Way to go, Ray Charles.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Good looking out, Ray Charles.
Well,
I remember when I was a kid that joke. Like,
who the fuck's driving this car? Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
Have you seen Stevie Wonder's new house?
Neither is he.
Neither is he. Yeah. That joke's from when I was a fucking child.
Oh, they had that.
Maybe that was a Ray Charles joke.
It was a Ray Charles joke at one point, too. They were all Helen Keller jokes, just...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was...
I just saw a comic doing a Helen Keller joke not that long ago. I'm like, come on.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Give me a break. It was local. It was somewhere. It was probably at Ultimate Comedy.
No.
Really?
Or was it, yes, I think it was Zany's.
I don't think we'd allow that.
No, no. I mean, it was just very obvious.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if...
Oh, man. If Helen you did an Keller. Interesting... No, I mean, no, it was the same. It was just...
She can't see or hear anything.
Yeah, yeah. Get it?
Yeah. Well... She doesn't.
I think we'll agree that's worse.
Yeah.
I'd say... God damn. I don't know who was made fun of more. Maybe you're right. Maybe in the later years... Ray Charles. Because Ray Charles, I remember... watching like a documentary on him, and like they were talking about like they'd be in a studio, and they'd look, yeah, I remember, you know, Ray would like somebody walk across the room, and be like, hey, Ray, look out for that alligator, and he'd like stop, and we'd all laugh, and it's like, you guys are dicks,
yeah,
you know, because look, it's like
that alligator, yeah, Jesus Christ,
and they'd all laugh at him.
What a fucking terrible thing.
Because he'd like, I mean, he'd laugh too, and you know, and then like he did
a nervous laugh,
yeah,
you gonna kill me,
yeah. And there's that famous picture of Ray Charles singing into an upside down microphone.
Yeah.
That is fucking hilarious.
But I think that photo is doctored.
Yeah.
No, I think he's done that because on What I Say.
Yeah.
The beginning of it, you can hear him like, because he'd had it backwards.
Well,
so
it's
he,
him moving it, I think.
Yeah. No, I think it was flipped and he was singing into it and then he turned it around.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway,
I can't argue that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, then let's hear, say you can hear it on the recording, but
let's say Ray Charles is,
I don't know,
made fun of more.
I think both of them a lot though.
They're both pretty easy go to blind guys.
This is one thing. Stevie
why is it okay to make fun of them? Why was that okay?
Stevie Wonder maybe was famous longer because Stevie Wonder was a little kid.
That's true. Little Stevie Wonder. Wonder. Yep.
Yeah, but
Jinx, Yummy Coke. Ah, finally,
he wasn't that famous.
Well, but.
What?
When he was a little kid.
Signed, sealed, and delivered? And
well, Ray Charles was sort of known before he started doing his own.
Stevie Wonder really didn't blow up till Soul Train.
Yeah, but that was fucking...
He was always on Soul Train.
What was that? Fucking 40 years ago? I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, so.
I've got fucking 17 Soul Trains on the DVR waiting to get watched.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have every episode.
I have a lot of them. Some of them are like really fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, it's
like
I love watching Soul Train.
All right. Who had a better voice? Better voice? Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder?
Oh, they're both fantastic.
They're both fantastic.
I'm not picking.
This is the thing. I love Stevie Wonder, but sometimes he'll do the... he'll do that too much for me.
Okay, I can see that.
I would
that.
Say... And I don't know if we're getting... This is a question, but I would say Ray Charles probably had a... better voice. I mean, because I don't dig all that trill and stuff either.
Yeah.
But I think I like Stevie Wonder's songs better.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Is that a fair assessment? When?
I'd say Ray Charles has a better voice. I like Stevie Wonder's voice, but I can... He does get a little... I don't know. And I like a little bit of the... Yeah. But sometimes it's like, all right. All right. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, good.
Doodle.
Yeah.
The one thing about
I think
Stevie
sometimes
Wonder,
he leans on it a little bit, you know?
I feel like on songs...
Lean on me!
No.
Bing a bong bong.
On sorry. on.
Okay, I won't.
On songs in the
key of life. Yes.
The choruses, like there's a three or four different songs where there's like 3 minutes of chorus. Like you just keep singing the chorus over and over again right at the end, and it fades out.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
kind of bothers me. I
like it.
Yeah. They both have great voices. I'm not saying Stevie Wonder doesn't have a great voice, but I think Ray Charles' voice is just like just beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you know, and he can do a lot. Yeah, and it's like a more like sad.
Soulful.
Damn it.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts.
Yeah. Okay.
Stevie Wonder never makes me sad.
All right.
Even a sad song.
You don't know anything about Part-Time Lover, do you?
Okay, well, then Ray Charles is a better voice. Better musician. I'm going to say Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder can play every instrument.
He can play a lot of shit, and he can play it very well.
Almost all the instruments on like, his 70s album.
And like Mark, he loves playing with electronical shit.
He plays a guitar. He bought a guitar at the Nashville Guitar Center.
He did not.
Yes, he did, before the last Bonnaroo.
Did he know that? Did he think it was like... Did someone lay it on its side and tell him it was a piano?
No, he wanted a guitar. He came in and got the Roland AX1.
Oh, man.
Paid full price. And
of course he did.
Grabbed it.
What's he got to worry about? A grand.
Yeah.
Dropping a grand.
It ain't shit to him. That's like four tickets.
It's nothing.
Yeah, I guess there's not even much. I mean, Ray Charles is a great piano player, but I think he's just sort of like
played. Well, the thing is,
Ray Charles wasn't that great.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think he just played it like.
The thing about Ray Charles, though, known for one single takes. Maybe yeah. I mean, maybe just maybe that's well, out of pure, you know, musicianship.
And,
like,
and they both
and being able to arrange and being
right,
able to
and
make
they both
sure
wrote. They both
you.
Were very involved. Almost, I'd say, equally involved in. The production of their own music
yeah.
and
yeah.
the creation of their own
music. Charles
would
go
music.
In, all right, let's, you guys don't fuck this up.
Right.
Because I.
Yeah, I mean, Ray Charles would, other people would write some of his songs, but he would definitely be very hands on on like.
And
this
his
sounds
interpretations
like this,
of songs were pretty fantastic.
Sure,
like this,
yeah.
The country.
I think,
we're
I think you're kissing his ass
music.
A little too much, but okay.
What do you think, Mark?
I'm kidding. I think they're both really good, but I think Stevie's chops are just really cool.
That's the word.
Like the way
that's
he
the
just,
word chops.
Yeah, the way he yeah. just kind of when you see his hands doing the bass line and his
yeah.
right hand's just doing something crazy over
yeah,
right there, and
he's
like,
and he's flipping switches and
yeah.
making shit happen. You're
I
right.
like that.
Okay, you're right.
Not to take anything away from Ray Charles,
no,
but I just
no,
think
no.
that's
sure.
It's pretty unique.
Ray Charles a little bit better voice. Steve Wonder a little bit better musician.
I say better chops. I'd
chops.
Say that
chops.
equal musicianship, but chops.
Okay.
I would say better musician. I'd say that because he does play a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, and, you know, Ray Charles,
writes,
as far as I know,
almost,
only ever played piano, but I don't know.
Writes almost all of his songs.
Yeah.
Or
and
least,
other people's songs.
At least
songs.
In the 70s,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah, you're right. Bigger Dick.
What's Stevie?
These are two black fellas. Stevie. You think Stevie?
Stevie?
Does I heard
have a big dick?
I heard a story that Stevie Wonder gave some woman the herpes.
Of course
Whoa.
He did.
And she sued him.
Of course she did.
And that has to suck because he's blind. Hey, how would he even know he's getting herpes? She could be.
What you can littered. See? You can see herpes coming upon you.
Does the herpes
are,
hurt?
Are herpes like the little red dots?
I never had it.
Does
well,
the herpes
know what
hurt?
They are.
Yeah, I think they're red
I don't
dots.
Know what they are.
I don't know, but
wouldn't they? Wouldn't you feel them before you saw
does
them?
The herpes
That's
hurt?
I mean, it'd be around.
Is the herpes sore?
I don't think so.
I've never had the herpes.
Well, it's obvious that none of us know what herpes
I don't
is.
Know herpes. Well, I've seen them in books. I know what they are. I mean, it's like the little red bumps you get,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah, but do you feel that? Wouldn't you feel it first? Wouldn't you know there's something wrong before you?
I don't know.
Like,
well,
you know how
oh,
when you get
like,
a pimple
oh, you mean
before
like,
you get a pimple?
Oh, you're
I had
saying
this, I had this terrible pimple come up
oh,
on my nose.
Oh, I thought you were saying like he'd feel it on himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
so he'd know he's giving someone. I thought you meant like when he caught it from like
no,
he's
he's
with a woman.
Rail on her vagina.
Yeah. He's like what is this word? You wrote some funny
this
words.
Feels weird.
Or, yeah.
No.
Says,
like I had his
says
heart.
Hello. Do not touch his vagina.
I had this horrible zit come in on my nose, but I felt it coming in for like 3 days.
I hate
before
that.
I got it.
I fucking,
when they're almost on the inside, the fucking
I get the ones on the inside. I'll just cut my nose off. Oh
man.
Fuck.
I
sorry
fucking
guys.
Hate it.
Fuck
you can't
you.
Get any fucking leverage. You can't even backing
you
on
can't
it.
Do anything.
What are you gonna do?
You're a victim.
What
you
do?
Stab it.
What you do is you take some fucking tissue paper, cram it up your nose, so you got some a backdrop. Then you crack that motherfucker
Whoa.
Open. Because otherwise, it just keeps pushing in.
Wow.
You got
but yeah, that hurts. It's like fucking surgery. It's like tears.
Oh yeah, I finally got a pin on it, man. I just
yeah.
Whoa.
Tears, blood, pus.
But you got to get something behind it, or you're not gonna get
it. It was
any
on
leverage.
The outside.
I know, but I'm saying even if I have a zip on like the
no
the nostril,
I have a very strong nostril.
I'll get
very,
it.
There's no resistance.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I did.
All right.
The nose. Why is the nose? I guess it's because of disease. Is the nose such strange territory? It seems weird that it's one of the things. Like if I rub my eyes, nobody's gonna go, ah, fuck.
Oh.
But if I touch my nose.
Oh yeah,
well, boogers are
that
gross.
Is weird. Boogers
yeah,
are
boogers
are gross.
Gross but
probably,
is it just the disease thing that
just
caused
psychological.
The
it's psychological?
Yeah. Well, I know it's psychological, but it has to come from something, right?
No,
I guess you got snot's got. The shit. Your
snot
nasal
has,
cavity collects all the
yeah.
shit and turns it into snot, and then that dries into boogers, and that comes out. So it's all like.
Yeah, I mean,
it's face poop.
That's
yeah,
where
it's sort of like your nose is shitting.
That's how you give someone your cold is why by
yeah by a sneeze
wiping.
By all your little particles.
Okay.
So who had a bigger dick?
I don't know.
They're both black fellows.
Let's stick them
both.
Let's stick them both up and look.
Both black.
Steve Wonder's not dead.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we find pictures on the internet?
Yeah.
Whichever
yeah, but unfortunately, you know, Ray Charles took all his pictures in the dark. He didn't know to turn the light on. He took a lot of nude pictures of himself, but he just forgot to turn the light on.
He developed them with the door open. all right.
iPhone.
I guess we'll just never know that.
Yeah, we'll never know.
I think...
Machines.
I'm going to say Ray Charles.
I think that's wrong.
I'm going to say Ray Charles.
Yeah.
No.
Ray Charles always seemed like an old man. I'm going to say Stevie Wonder just had a big old 70s disco dick.
Yeah?
Just flopping around.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen to their voice. Ray Charles is singing like... But Stevie, like... He's got a big dick. Yeah. You know? He's happy as shit.
I heard Stevie Wonder didn't roller skate because he was afraid he'd roll over his own dick. Or
I heard
because
that
he was blind.
When Ray Charles met Stevie Wonder, he shook his dick to see if he was fat. And he said, "You're too fat for me."
Like, God damn.
He said, "Ooh, where'd you get all that dick?
This bitch is fat. This bitch must weigh 700 pounds because her wrist is...
And
ooh,
somebody cut her hand off.
It's bleeding. A woman.
Yeah?
A woman in a hover-round-esque machine.
Maybe a rascal. Yeah. Could have been a rascal.
With a belly... as long as her knees.
What a mess.
I don't know how it was possible. It was like a long, thin belly.
You know what's disgusting? I saw a woman like that one time.
Terrifying.
I saw... Now, okay, picture this. Pretty fat woman, but the gut is out of hand. Yeah. Like a meat skirt hanging over everything, right? Now, I saw a woman who had that. Picture that. In a wheelchair, no legs. No fucking legs.
That's really funny.
That's not funny.
That's pretty funny.
It was fucking horrible. It was fucking... It was like Grimace with no fucking legs.
There's
this
woman at work...
Goo.
Who... It's weird being at work because, like, you can see people get fatter, like, because you're just there every day for years. And the thing is, like... You see people so briefly that it's like a time-lapse photography because you see them for like a minute and then... But there's this woman who was not fat, but just sort of a small, chubby woman. And then she's gotten pregnant and it's just like grotesque.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like she's doing... I've got my microphone by my ear.
Way to go, Ray.
It looks like she's doing like the Dizzy Gillespie, like
cheeks, blowing her cheeks out.
Like her cheeks
are
that crazy.
She may be on steroids. Sometimes in pregnant women, they have to get on steroids for the baby.
She looks terrifying. And she always gets caffeinated drinks. And I'd be like, don't you know that you're not supposed to?
You should just make decaf and not tell her.
Jill put on a lot of weight when she was pregnant with Hannah because Hannah's lungs weren't developing. So they had to give her steroids and stuff. She put on a lot of weight and stuff. And they like told us. I don't know if you knew this or not, Jill and I could never have another kid together because there's some really rare condition or something where Jill, she had to take these immunity suppressants and shit because her body, when she was pregnant with Hannah, thought it was like a foreign body type of, you know, like
trying to fight it.
Whoa.
And she built she built up like an immunity to me, whatever it is, however it works, is like
Was this one of your dreams?
No, this is true.
Scary.
This is what the
I think the doctor just said.
OBGYN.
You two shouldn't have kids anymore. Let me tell.
Yeah, they were like,
let me make up a terrible lie.
Because they were saying that like if you try to have kids again, there's things you can do. There's like things you can take or whatever. But like if we ever had tried to have a kid again, she would have to be on this strict regimen of
herbs,
not herbs, like actual medicine. And
what?
Otherwise, her body would keep killing the baby, so she couldn't have any more kids.
That's sorry
crazy.
About that.
Well, you know,
she doesn't have any other kids, right?
She doesn't have any more kids, and like at this point, Hannah's 15. If we had another kid, it wouldn't be like they wouldn't grow up.
But
together,
you wouldn't
really
have another kid with.
I have a vasectomy, so I can't have another kid with anybody.
Oh.
I would have liked to have had another kid with her, maybe when Hannah was like two or so, you know, and so they could be siblings. But at this point, yeah, no, we're not. Obviously, we're not having more kids. We're not together anymore. But I don't think she's having any
more
kids.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Way
it's crazy.
Way it was weird the way things work.
So,
So
the body, my body's trying to kill my child.
So which is which is better?
fat dick. Right.
Next question.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Better blindy twitches.
Oh, Ray Charles, yeah.
Well, really?
I don't know. Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Kind of had that sway.
Because he has got that head. He's got the head. Yeah. Thing. But that's not a twitch.
Ray sort of had a twitchy.
Ray was more twitchy.
But he was also a hair addict, so.
Yeah.
But Ray was sort of like twitchy, like the. I don't know why blind people have to.
I don't
to
really
sort
think Stevie Wonder is
twitchy.
I see him more
it's
fluid.
It's probably sonar. He's going, ah, and he's listening to the reverberations off.
Do you know blind people can ride bikes doing that?
What?
What?
Oh, echolocation?
Yeah.
I saw a show where a guy was blind. He was doing echolocation.
And you can ride bikes. I
you
watched
a
documentary.
A bike.
There's people just riding bikes going,
insanity.
And I won a huge bet on that one.
Wow.
Really?
Huge bet. This person I bet didn't believe me.
How much did they bet you?
A couple lunches.
I saw a guy driving a car with no arms.
What?
The car didn't have any arms? What the hell kind of car is this?
No, a guy with no arms drove a car. He had like a foot steering wheel and like,
I've seen that before too.
I was
Jesus terrified. Christ, that's
if I drove past him, I would have been like, what the fuck?
Was he driving a car or a van?
He was driving a van, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
did
you
watch the same inspirational guitar video that I watched?
What?
He was also a guitarist.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What
it was so weird
about?
To watch him play the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in high school there was a
dinner and stuff.
In high school there was a kid who had no arms who played bass with his feet. Not very well, but he played bass.
He did it. He tried. He cared.
This is one of the strangest memory that has for no reason stuck with me. Driving down the highway and someone drove by in a van with this is the driver's seat with both legs out the window.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what? How are you?
You made that memory up.
I didn't make it up. Both legs out the window.
You remember Cruise Grindhouse?
Control.
You remember?
I know, but still.
Remember Death Proof?
Yeah.
When she had her leg hanging out the window and they got cut off and went flying across.
Yeah.
Gross.
I was thinking, you know, in Death Proof, where he's sitting there and he wants to get a lap dance from the girl. Have you seen Death Proof?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, several times.
He wants to get a lap dance from the girl, and she's like, "I'm not going to do it." And he's like, "All right, well, you know what? I'm going to put you." A lot of people say. He's okay in my book, or he's all right in my book.
I actually have
a book, and I'm going to put chicken shit in it. I have a book. I started a book.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's creepy.
I started a book. It is so creepy that I've written up about everyone.
Oh, am I in it?
You might be in it.
Because I let you down a lot. I know that.
Well, it's weird to go back and read things that you felt about someone, and then like when you revise it, and you're like, no, they're a good person. You know what I mean? I never thought you were a bad person.
I know,
it's like,
but
I actually
I know you want a lot from me, and
no,
I let
think
you
you're
down
great.
A lot.
You would read your you and be like,
you would read your you.
You would read your you, and I think you'd see, you'd learn things about you didn't know, and you'd be like, okay, that's fair.
Whoa.
And you'd be happy with yourself because you are a good person, Mark. I think very highly of you. And you could read other people's things and see that I don't think highly of everybody. So it means something special, right?
Aww.
You're special. You're a good person. You're one of the funniest people I know. You're kind-hearted. You know what a word for Mark Anunsen?
Rotund.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Righteous.
Righteous brother.
Wow.
That is a word for Mark Anunsen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nana. Please.
Sean, you're a beautiful, wonderful person. I love you too.
Yeah,
you're a sad person.
You're
there's
sad.
Things
there's
about how you're
sad
and you and you. Yeah, you're pretty sad.
You got a lot of anger.
It's your overall.
You're like everything bad about the Indigo Girls.
None of the great things.
Lesbians love me, I guess. So that's worth it.
Not the bad parts.
Why did we start talking about that?
Which is better?
Okay, all right.
Oh,
no, which is funnier? Funnier.
Oh my God, 1600 measures, Sean.
How many? Whoa, that's gonna be like 40 minutes.
No, 53.
Shit,
we're almost done.
Sorry,
speed
we're
up.
Almost done. Which is funnier?
Funnier.
Funnier. Now, Ray Charles, I remember, was on a Cosby show. I think Stevie Wonder was on a Cosby. Stevie Wonder was on Cosby show
and Different Strokes.
Jamming on the one. Jamming on the one.
Wait.
He probably was on Different Strokes.
Wait, Jamming on the One, was that?
That was
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
But Ray Charles was in Blues Brothers.
Yes, he was.
That was fucking hilarious.
No, Stevie Wonder wasn't.
He's got a gun.
Yeah. He hangs the poster upside down.
Now, were both of them on The Muppet Show?
I'm sure they were both on The Muppet Show at some point. They needed to have been.
They look like Muppets.
Which was funnier, though? I think Ray Charles was funnier.
Because Stevie Wonder just sort of like laughed and kind of went along with other people's
shit. Yeah, he
kind of
went along with the...
Yeah.
Ray Charles had a biting personality
like
kind
of
thing.
Humor,
yeah. But I always enjoyed... One of my memories of Stevie Wonder as a kid was watching him on Soul Train.
Yeah.
And just I always... I just felt like happy watching
him. He's a joy.
He brought me joy.
You listen to his music?
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's incredible.
How many fucking Stevie Wonder albums do I have?
I don't have any.
I don't know.
I got a bunch. I got seven. Yeah,
seven?
I mean, on vinyl, yeah.
Really?
Jeez, man.
I got
don't
a bunch
have that
of
many.
Them.
I don't have... Yeah.
I only got four or
love
five.
Stevie
three,
Wonder.
Or four.
I love Stevie. Actually, you know what? The weird thing is I only have one Ray Charles.
Huh.
So I guess that tells you something about who
Ray
I like
Charles
better.
Yeah.
No, I have two Ray Charles, but I have one Ray Charles and I have one blues or whatever, and he's on it a couple times.
I have Ray Charles' greatest hits, but that's it.
Yeah. Well, fine. All right, which is sadder? Ray Charles. Ray Charles is sadder.
Yeah.
Across
Charles.
The board. Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Stevie Wonder's happy.
Lucky Old Son? Oh,
even Stevie Wonder's sad music is still kind of happy.
Oh, yeah. Ray Charles just battled so many demons.
Lucky Old Son is so sad.
Yeah.
He just admires the sun because
he's got this. He's
around.
Got this in his voice. And that, you know, that kind of...
Like,
you know?
Yeah. That's pain. That's painful.
That's pain. It's
and
pain.
I've told you about the episode of Quantum Leap with George in my mind, and it
kills
me.
That's a bad one.
go back a few episodes.
No, I can't.
Who'd win a fight?
Whoa.
Stevie.
You think so?
I don't know. I think Ray was probably abusive to women, so
I
he's
think
probably
Ray
used
Charles
it.
Yeah. Would probably...
He knows how
to
hit.
He was all fucking... dragoned up on the heroin.
Yeah,
probably.
He'd probably hit Stevie Wonder with like a beer bottle where Stevie was...
He'd just start swinging. Yeah, yeah like his yeah. wife tries to stop. She gets one in the teeth.
Yeah.
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 Ray Charles would win a fight.
Ray Charles would murder him.
I wish that wasn't true, but it is.
He'd murder him and fuck him.
What?
Wow, yeah, come on now.
Stevie Wonder's dick is so
big. No, I think he took
so
it too far.
Stevie Wonder...
that he could fuck...
Stevie Wonder would be hard to hit, though. He's moving.
Well, I mean...
He's swaying back and forth, you know?
They'd both be hard to hit if they're fighting each other.
That's true.
Which was more scary to see without sunglasses?
Whoa. Oh. I don't think I've ever seen either of them without sunglasses.
Oh.
Actually, you can't. You can't. You die. You turn into a stone.
Well, you have to poke a hole in a piece of paper. You can't. Yeah. No, no, I've seen
people. You get a cardboard box.
Keep your eyes shut!
It's. I think it would be funny.
Is it looking in the arc?
If yeah,
melting face.
If one of them had got like just some evil eyeballs or something, like some like contact lenses, and like one day
that'd be so fucking awesome.
One day, just their sunglasses get knocked off, and it's just like yeah, it's just like fucking two Sauron eyes, just like. Oh, sorry, everybody. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah, sorry.
You guys are scaring me.
Or just have just empty voids, black, you know?
Kind of like Gaddafi. Gaddafi doesn't have eyes.
Do they pluck,
does
do they
not
pluck
eyes?
Your eyes out and you just have empty shit?
No, they still had eyes, but like Ray Charles is like, it's weird because he spent his whole life with his eyes, well, not his whole life, but most of his eyes closed. His eyes were like puffy. Like he had an allergy or something. They were like weird. Stevie Wonder just looked like he had his eyes.
I really
don't
want to think about that.
I'm going to say
eyes freak me out.
Eyes are freaky. Let me see here.
You sound like a dying ring wraith.
That's two Lord of the Ring references in this
wow.
Blindness part. Better songs.
Whoa.
This is what it comes down to.
Better songs, I say Stevie
right
Wonder.
Wow. Stevie Wonder. Let's see here. Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover.
Mm-hmm.
That song kind of stinks.
I just called to say I love you. You don't like Part-Time Lover?
No, I don't like that's my least favorite.
I just called to say I love you?
Do you remember there was... You guys may be too young, but there was an AT&T commercial... that used that, and it was about like a long distance call to like your family member, and it was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't watch these commercials without crying. And then
was it the original or was it a cover of it?
No, it was the original.
Wow, yeah.
That's a good song.
They plunked down the money for that one.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Overjoyed, Superstition, mm-hmm.
Superstition,
Sir Duke,
Sir Duke,
Knocks Me Off My Feet. I Was Made to Love Her.
Overjoyed.
Yep. Sign, sealed, delivered. Mm-hmm. I'm yours. You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Jeez.
Uptight. Higher Ground.
Isn't she lovely?
Yep.
Yeah. As. That's one of my favorites. My
back,
Sherry
back that
Amor.
As up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My Sherry Amor.
Yeah.
For once in my life, that's a great fucking song.
Oh.
For once, that's a happy song. That'll cheer you the fuck up. Yeah. That's what friends are for. Get the fuck out of here. Sean's favorite, Master Blaster.
Oh, Master Blaster's awesome.
Living for the city.
Living just enough. Just enough.
And on and on. Ray Charles, The Mess Around, which we were talking about earlier. That's the one where
everybody do The Mess Around.
Yeah, where he's talking in the back of the mic. I got a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I say, shake your tail feathers, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
I can't stop loving you. You don't know me. You know, what were you saying before? Georgia.
Yeah.
What else did he have?
I don't need no doctor.
Yeah. I don't need no doctor. God, there's a lot of fucking hits on either side, but man, I'm thinking
does,
Stevie Wonder.
He does.
Stevie Wonder has the depth. But
Busted. Busted.
I'll just spill
it. Whoa, you okay?
But some of those Ray Charles songs are just more iconic, you know, in the American
it's awesome
culture.
That you were talking about depth as you spat.
Just drooling, dude.
Well, when you look
what kind of soup is this?
Well, and they're.
This is the upside down soup.
We also include better duets. Because we've got like Ebony and Ivory versus whatever. What did Ray Charles do with Willie Nelson? Seven Spanish Angels? Seven Spanish Angels? No, Georgia.
Dirty
he
Sanchez?
Did Georgia with. He did a version of it with Willie Nelson, didn't he?
I try not to think about Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie Nelson's great. You don't like Willie Nelson?
I don't think about him. I don't know.
Okay.
Is he good? Is he bad?
He's wonderful.
I couldn't tell you. I just
see.
Like when
beautiful.
When there's something Willie Nelson around, I just
redheaded stranger.
Blue.
Man, get redheaded stranger.
You get it.
I have it.
Well, keep it. Keep it
over.
Keep it in your pants.
Come over and rip it.
When
no, I just
it's so sad.
I just want I just don't want anything to do with Willie Nelson. I'm sorry.
It's about a preacher who kills a guy and
well yeah that happens every day in America.
I know, but it's
I just don't want anything to do with Willie Nelson. It's personal.
Love is like a
you say
dying
love is like a dying ember.
No,
only memories remain.
What do you think Willie Nelson would smell like?
I bet he smells like tobacco.
I bet he smells like
wacky tobacco.
Body
he
odor
like
and marijuana.
A little bit of body odor, not too bad.
A lot of body odor.
What?
We're getting off topic. We're not talking about Willie Nelson. Right, we're
Willie
talking
Nelson's
about
better.
Goddamn Stevie Wonder and goddamn Ray Charles. I mean, now, fellas,
I think
which is better?
Stevie Wonder is better.
Yeah, you're right.
Stevie Wonder's better.
Ray Charles is
I say,
great.
As long as you're still alive, you're the best.
He beat him.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.